Exclusive, Hung Cao, Virginians Only Know Senator Tim Kaine for Getting Stuck on I-95. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on September 23, 2023. Hung Cao, a Navy combat veteran and Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in Virginia, slammed Senator Tim Kaine, DBA, for his lack of action on behalf of Virginians and claimed Kaine is best known for getting stuck on I-95 during snowstorm with a bottle of Dr. Pepper. In an interview on Breitbart News Saturday, Cao claimed that nobody knows what Kaine has done for his state despite his 3 decades in politics. Listen. Well, let's be very honest. Nobody knows what Tim Kaine has done for Virginia. Except for the fact that the only thing to remember is he got stuck on I-95 during a snowstorm with a bottle of Dr. Pepper. That's all they can remember. This guy's been in office for 30 years in various offices, and he hasn't done anything, Cao said. He also pointed out that former President Barack Obama chose President Joe Biden as his vice president instead of Kaine. In fact, even as a governor, he was so bad that in 2008, he was on the short list to be Joe Biden's running mate. I'm sorry, not Joe Biden, Barack Obama's running mate. But he was so terrible, that governor, that Barack Obama passed him over for Joe Biden. Think about that, like how bad you have to be passed over for Joe Biden, right? And that's what he is. He's just a pure bureaucrat, and he doesn't know what he is doing. And we need actual doers in the Senate, Cao said. Cao also discussed his qualifications to represent Virginians in the United States Senate. In the Navy, I was in special operations. I fought in Iraq, Afghanistan, Somalia, but also in the Pentagon. I balanced the Navy's $140 billion budget. And I know how to do it, because we lock ourselves in a room and you don't come out. It can be 2 o'clock in the morning, can be 3 o'clock in the morning, it doesn't matter. You stayed in there until the job's done, Cao explained. We did a whole number of things in defense of this country. But I answered the call, unlike some of these career bureaucrats and politicians who've never served or worn the cloth of our nation, he added. I'm a legal immigrant to this country. We waited in line for 7 years to get our citizenship. And it's an honor, but you can't ask for the American dream if you don't first obey the American laws, he continued. Cao also highlighted how he can speak to all the demographics in his state. I can speak to all the demographics here. So let's just talk about the Chinese demographic. They're fearful of, you know, communism. For the Koreans, they're evangelical. The Indians really want, you know, education and destroying the education system. The Vietnamese are excited to have the first Vietnamese-American U.S. senator who's going to be inaugurated on the 50th anniversary of fall of Saigon. When I go to the mosque and talk to the Pakistanis, the Afghan guys, you know, I can say, look, I fought and bled for Islam. I defused bombs to save the lives of men, women and children, he said. Cao mentioned that the threats America faces from Biden's southern border crisis leave him scared to death. I'll be very honest with you, he told Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle. The things I've seen on top secret feeds, I'm scared to death when you have China, Russia, Iran, and Korea coming together, right? Cao called out politicians who refuse to look at China as an existential threat to United States. They just want to destroy the United States. And it's scary, and they're just feeding these terrorist organizations. Like they're just giving them what they need in order to cause the disruption in our country, he said. Cao also said his experience working in over 40 countries puts him in a better position to be a senator than Kaine, who doesn't know what he is doing. I mean, he doesn't know what he is doing. He's a career politician. I lived in Africa for 7 years. So when we came to United States in 75, the only job my dad could find was with USAID in West Africa. And so I spent 7 years over there. I speak 3 languages. I've been to 40 countries in my lifetime. I know foreign relations. I know how to deal with other countries. And this is where you need actual doers in the Senate. Not career politicians. I fought for this country. I bled for this country. I know how to balance a budget. These are the people you need to hire, not career politicians, he concluded. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.